Sometimes raising teenagers can be like sending an astronaut into space.
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
You may remember the very early space probes launched from Cape Canaveral in the 1960s that created anxiety for the safety of the astronaut, especially when the spacecraft was re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. Inevitably, negative ions would accumulate around the heat shield and interfere with all radio contact for about 7 minutes. Finally, the reassuring voice of Chris Kraft would break in to say, "We've made contact with Colonel Glenn again. Everything is A-OK." In a very real sense, adolescence can be like that. After the training of childhood, a 13-year-old is blasted into space, and then it happens. Something like negative ions begin to interfere with communication, just as the adults want to be assured of the child's safety. Why won't he talk to them? Why has he disappeared behind a wall of silence? Well, fortunately, the scratchy signals will come through again. The negative environment will gradually dissipate, and splashdown during the early 20s can be a wonderful reunion for both generations. As I've said time and again, the watchword for parents of teenagers is just get them through it, knowing that the stresses of those days is inevitable, but that a better time is coming.
To hear more, visit our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org.